This is Unit 14 of Pimsleur's Czech. Listen to this conversation. An American would like to buy a newspaper.
Noviny.
A newspaper.
Američan by chtěl koupit noviny.
In this conversation, you'll hear
Prosím.
Used to mean here you are. Listen.
Dobrý den, chtěl bych koupit noviny.
Prosím.
Děkuji. Kolik dlužím?
4 koruny.
14?
Promiňte, ne 14, ale 4 koruny.
A, teď rozumím. Prosím, 4 koruny.
Děkuji.
Listen again.
Dobrý den, chtěl bych koupit noviny.
Prosím.
Děkuji. Kolik dlužím?
4 koruny.
14?
Promiňte, ne 14, ale 4 koruny.
A, teď rozumím. Prosím, 4 koruny.
Děkuji.
Do you remember how to say good evening?
Dobrý večer.
Now say hello or good day.
Dobrý den.
What Czech word can mean both please and you're welcome?
Prosím.
This word can also be used to mean here you are when handing something to someone. How would a sales clerk hand you a package saying here you are?
Prosím. Prosím.
Ask the saleswoman how much you owe.
Kolik dlužím?
You might also ask, how much does it cost?
Poslouchejte a opakujte, prosím. Kolik to stojí? Stojí? Jí? Stojí. Stojí.
Say cost or costs.
Stojí. To stojí.
Say again, it costs. Notice how the words run together.
To stojí.
Try to ask, how much does it cost? Literally, how much it costs.
Kolik to stojí? Kolik to stojí?
She says, it costs 11 crowns.
Poslouchejte a opakujte, prosím.
Stojí to 11 korun. Stojí to? Stojí to?
Notice the word order. She says again, it costs.
Stojí to? Stojí to?
And how did you ask, how much does it cost?
Kolik to stojí? To stojí?
How does she say, it costs 11 crowns?
Stojí to 11 korun. Stojí to 11 korun.
Giving her the money, say, here you are, 12 crowns.
Prosím, 12 korun. Prosím, 12 korun.
She gives you back your change, saying, here you are, 1 crown.
Prosím, 1 koruna. 1 koruna.
Now say together, 4 crowns, 14 crowns.
4 koruny, 14 korun.
And do you remember how to say $4?
4 dolary. Dolary.
Say 11 or 12.
11 nebo 12.
Say 3 or 4 crowns.
3 nebo 4 koruny.
Say 1 crown.
1 koruna.
Ask her, how much do I owe?
Kolik dlužím?
And now ask, how much does it cost?
Kolik to stojí? Kolik to stojí?
Ask 2 or 3 crowns?
2 nebo 3 koruny. 2 nebo 3 koruny.
And now say $3.
$3.
How does she tell you it costs 6 crowns?
Stojí to 6 korun. Stojí to 6 korun.
Now she says, excuse me, it costs 16 crowns.
Promiňte, stojí to 16 korun.
Ask again, how much does it cost?
Kolik to stojí? Kolik to stojí?
Ask 6 or 16.
6 nebo 16.
Ask 5 or 15.
5 nebo 15. 5 nebo 15.
How would she tell you it costs 13 crowns?
Stojí to 13 korun.
Do you remember how you would say, here you are, 16 crowns?
Prosím, 16 korun.
Now say, here you are, 3 crowns.
Prosím, 3 koruny. 3 koruny.
Say, thank you, goodbye.
Děkuji, nashledanou.
And how would you greet someone by saying good evening?
Dobrý večer. Dobrý večer.
Ask a saleswoman, how much do I owe? 16 crowns?
Kolik dlužím? 16 korun? 16.
Now ask, how much does it cost?
Kolik to stojí?
She answers, it costs 6 crowns.
Stojí to 6 korun.
Say, I have 2 crowns.
Mám 2 koruny. Koruny.
Now say, I have $4.
Mám $4.
And how would you say 14 crowns?
14 korun. 14.
Here's the number 24.
Poslouchejte a opakujte, prosím.
24. 20. Cet. 2. 20. 24.
Try to say 20.
20. 20.
Try to say $24.
$24.
You want to ask, how much is it in dollars?
Poslouchejte a opakujte, prosím. Kolik je to dolarů? Dolarů. Kolik je to? Kolik je to? Kolik je to dolarů? Dolarů.
Can also mean in dollars. Try to ask, how much is it in dollars?
Kolik je to dolarů? Kolik je to dolarů?
Say again, $24.
$24.
And do you remember how to say $1?
Jeden dolar. Dolar.
Now ask, how much does it cost?
Kolik to stojí?
She says, it costs 24 crowns.
Stojí to 24 korun. 24 korun.
Ask again, how much is it in dollars?
Kolik je to dolarů?
She answers, it's $1.
To je jeden dolar. To je jeden dolar.
Now she says, 24 crowns is $1. Try it.
24 korun je jeden dolar. Je jeden dolar. 24 korun je jeden dolar.
Say again, 24 crowns is $1. Of course, the exchange rate will vary over time, but for now, just say, 24 crowns is $1.
24 korun je jeden dolar.
Now she asks, do you have?
Poslouchejte a opakujte, prosím.
Máte? Má? Máte? Máte?
How would she ask you, do you have 24 crowns?
Máte 24 korun?
Now ask her, how much is it in dollars?
Kolik je to dolarů? Kolik je to dolarů?
She says again, 24 crowns is $1.
24 korun je jeden dolar. Jeden dolar.
Now she asks, how many crowns do you have? Ask literally, how many you have crowns?
Kolik máte korun? Kolik máte korun?
You want to tell her that you don't have any Czech money. Just listen.
Nemám žádné české peníze.
First, the word money.
Poslouchejte a opakujte, prosím. Peníze. Ze. Níze. Peníze. Peníze.
Say money.
Peníze.
Now check money.
Poslouchejte a opakujte, prosím. České peníze. České České.
Say this word for check again. Be careful with the ending.
České.
Say check money.
České peníze.
And here's how to say any.
Poslouchejte a opakujte, prosím. Žádné. Ne. Žád. Žádné. Žádné.
Say any.
Žádné.
Say any check money.
Žádné české peníze. Nemám žádné české peníze.
Say again, I don't have any check money.
Nemám žádné české peníze.
Now say, I have $10.
Mám $10. Mám $10.
Ask, how much does it cost?
Kolik to stojí? Kolik to stojí?
She asks again, do you have?
Máte? Máte?
Say the number 20.
20.
Now say 24.
24.
How would she ask you how many crowns you have?
Kolik máte korun? Kolik máte korun?
Say again, I don't have any check money.
Nemám žádné české peníze.
Suppose a friend is with you in the store and she says, I have a lot of check money.
Poslouchejte a opakujte, prosím.
Mám moc českých peněz. Moc? Moc?
Notice that
moc
can also mean a lot. Say again, a lot.
Moc?
Here's how to say of Czech money.
Poslouchejte a opakujte, prosím.
Českých peněz. Peněz. Měz. Peněz. Českých. Kých. Českých. Českých peněz.
Did you hear how the endings of the two words changed? In Czech, these endings are what mean of. Say, of Czech money.
Českých peněz. Českých peněz.
Say, a lot of Czech money.
Moc českých peněz. Moc českých peněz.
Say 24 crowns.
24 korun. 24.
Say again, 24 crowns is $1.
24 korun je $1.
And how would you tell her? I don't have any check money.
Nemám žádné české peníze. Žádné české peníze.
Say together, a lot of Czech money, any Czech money.
Moc českých peněz. Žádné české peníze. Českých peněz, české peníze. Moc českých peněz, žádné české peníze.
How does she say, here you are, 15 crowns?
Prosím, 15 korun. Prosím.
Now she asks, what are you doing today?
Co děláte dnes? Co děláte dnes?
How does she tell you that she has a lot of Czech money?
Má moc českých peněz. Českých peněz.
Say seven.
Sedm.
Now try to say 17.
Sedmnáct. Sedmnáct.
Say eight.
Osm.
And how would you say 18?
Osmnáct. Osmnáct.
You're with a friend in a Prague cafe and you've just ordered coffee. Ask, how much does it cost?
Kolik to stojí?
How does the waitress tell you, it costs 18 crowns? Remember the word order.
Stojí to 18 korun. Stojí to 18 korun.
Tell her that you don't have any Czech money.
Nemám žádné české peníze. Žádné české peníze.
Do you remember how to ask your friend and you?
A vy? Vy?
Using this emphatic word for you, say, you have a lot of Czech money.
Vy máte moc českých peněz. Vy máte moc českých peněz.
Now ask your friend, how many crowns do you have?
Kolik máte korun? Kolik máte?
Ask her, do you have 17 crowns?
Máte 17 korun? Máte?
Ask, do you have 18 crowns?
Máte 18 korun? Máte 18 korun?
Tell her again that you don't have any Czech money.
Nemám žádné české peníze. Žádné.
Now say, I have $18.
Mám 18 dolarů. 18.
Say 24.
24. 24.
17.
17. 17.
Say, I don't have any Czech money.
Nemám žádné české peníze.
How does she say, here you are, 18 crowns?
Prosím, 18 korun. Prosím, 18 korun.
Now it's a different day and you're getting together with another acquaintance. Greet her by saying hello.
Dobrý den.
You're making plans for the afternoon. Ask her what she'd like to do.
Co byste chtěla dělat? Co byste chtěla dělat?
She answers, I'd like something to drink.
Chtěla bych něco k pití.
How does she tell you that she'd like coffee?
Chtěla bych kávu. Chtěla bych kávu.
How would you ask how much it costs?
Kolik to stojí? Kolik to stojí?
She answers, it costs 24 crowns.
Stojí to 24 korun.
Ask how much it is in dollars.
Kolik je to dolarů? Kolik je to dolarů?
She says, 24 crowns is $1.
24 korun je $1. 24 korun je $1.
Try to tell her, me, I have a lot of money.
Já mám moc peněz. Já mám moc peněz.
Say 16.
16. 16.
13.
13. 13.
How does she ask if you have a lot of Czech money?
Máte moc českých peněz? Českých peněz?
Say, I have $18.
Mám $18. 18.
But I don't have any Czech money.
Ale nemám žádné české peníze. Žádné české peníze.
She says, me, I have a lot of Czech money.
Já mám moc českých peněz.
14 or 15.
14 nebo 15. 15.
17.
17. 17.
She says again, I'd like coffee.
Chtěla bych kávu. Chtěla bych kávu.
Ask her how much it costs.
Kolik to stojí?
She says, it costs 24 crowns.
Stojí to 24 korun.
Ask, how much is it in dollars?
Kolik je to dolarů?
24 crowns is $1.
24 korun je 1 dolar.
And off you go to buy some coffee. This is the end of Unit 14 and the end of today's lesson. Copyright 2006 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. Recording copyright 2006 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. All rights reserved.
This ends the final lesson in Course A. Congratulations! When you are ready, we recommend that you go on to Course B at this level. Recorded Books is pleased to offer the entire Pimsleur Language Program on cassette and CD. The Pimsleur Language Program encompasses dozens of languages from around the world, all taught according to the principles of learning pioneered by Dr. Paul Pimsleur. You will find information on the other languages included in the Pimsleur Language Program in the Recorded Books catalog, and many of the tapes and CDs are contained in the collection of your local library. Recorded Books is a publisher of a wide range of audiobooks, including bestsellers, mysteries, classics, histories, and more. For a copy of our latest listing, please call us using the toll-free number found on the back of the book. You can order by phone with any major credit card, or by writing to us, or by faxing us. Don't forget to ask about easy 30-day rentals by mail. On our website, you can browse the catalog, hear about the latest releases, place orders, or tune into narrator profiles and author interviews. So visit us there at www.recordedbooks.com. And thank you for being a Recorded Books reader.